I'm Elvis Manayese. Getting black voters to cast ballots in November is critical for Democrats hoping to turn the state blue in this year's presidential race. Mecklenburg County has the highest number of registered black voters in North Carolina. The county's voter turnout is also lower than the rest of the state. The hope is a ticket with the Vice President Kamala Harris at the top will reinvigorate black voters sitting out of past elections. I spoke with black voters in Charlotte during a tumultuous week. A few weeks after President Biden's poor debate performance, the Mecklenburg County Democratic Party hosted a cookout to reach out to black voters. Alandis Pratt expressed what was on the minds of many in the crowd.
Regardless of age, I hope that that is not going to deter people from coming out, voting, and standing behind the person who's been in place for the last 4 years.
But now, with Biden out of the presidential race, Vice President Kamala Harris is emerging as the likely presidential Democratic nominee. Publicist Jelani Hill heard from many people last week.
I've gotten text messages of folks trying to get on phone calls to rally, folks to do everything they can from fundraising to supporting Vice President Harris in any way that they can.
Hill was among several voters WFAE spoke with along Beatty'sfield Road in Northwest Charlotte last week who are excited about a Harris candidacy. Hill votes regularly and says a lot of black voters he's talked with are backing Harris, especially women.
Black women see themselves in her. They see someone who's going to an HBCU. They see someone who's successful, hardworking, and qualified for the job.
Marshella Alexandra is one of those voters keen to see Harris elected.
I think that that would be a great thing because she's did her diligence in that White House and for the people.
The aim for Democrats is to turn excitement into votes. That's a particular challenge in Mecklenburg County where voter turnout lags the rest of the state. 75% of registered voters in North Carolina cast ballots in the 2020 presidential election. In Mecklenburg County, with the state's largest number of Democratic and black voters, it was 72%. What was until last week known as the Biden-Harris campaign is out trying to boost those numbers.
We do not have Harris literature yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They haven't had time to print up the Harris literature, so we are going with what we have.
That's Ashley Hampton, the campaign's regional organizer. She's out with a group of volunteers canvassing the Washington Heights neighborhood just off Beatty'sfield Road. The campaign expects to have about 200 people on its books across the state by the end of this week. They say they're focusing on organizing in black communities like this one throughout North Carolina. They're trying to reach people like Norman Hemphill.
Hi, sir. How are you?
Are you voting?
You're not voting?
Why not?
Come on, let's talk about it.
Why ain't you voting? Come on, man.
I wish to participate in this government.
Hemphill doesn't believe a black candidate at the top of the ticket will lead to more people showing up for Democrats at the polls this year. And there is some evidence of that. In 2022, Mecklenburg County's turnout was among the lowest in North Carolina. That year, the Democratic ticket was led by U.S. Senate candidate Sherry Beasley, a black woman. Hemphill says President Barack Obama's candidacy was different.
That was the last time it energized the black vote. And look what we got from Obama. So I don't think people are that enthusiastic about what's going on.
More black voters turning to Trump is another challenge Democrats face, as was the case in many cities in 2020. Trump did better in precincts in largely black neighborhoods in Charlotte. There's been a slight shift in the precinct that covers Washington Heights. In 2016, the precinct had 27 voters cast ballots for Trump. In 2020, Trump received 40 votes there. National polling before Biden dropped out suggests Republicans will attract larger numbers of black voters this year.
Kamala Harris could not represent me as a black male well at all.
One Rike Hall plans to switch his registration to Republican. He's a black and Latino Democrat who ran twice for Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board. He was one of a few black voters who attended Trump's campaign rally in Charlotte last week. He spoke to WFAE afterward. Hall says he's unsure if he'll vote for Trump, but definitely won't vote for the vice president. He declined to specify which of her policies he disagrees with, but he said he likes Trump's position on gender identity.
I don't want my child, a little boy, being able to go to the bathroom with my daughter. I don't want a teacher to be up and stand up in front of a classroom and it's a man and he goes by Mick.
Harris emphasized her experience as a prosecutor in her first presidential bid in 2020. She's highlighting that again now. Back on Beatty'sfield Road, Patrick Hearns says he initially had concerns about Harris's time in law enforcement. He's a plumber who just moved from Florida.
I was a little bit against Ms. Harris as vice president because my background, you know, I'm from the streets, so those things kind of like conflicted with me a little bit.
But he says a black woman president is something he'll definitely like to see. And if she's on the ballot, he plans to vote for the vice president. Elvis Manayese, WFAE News.
Major support for WFAE's race and equity team comes from Novant Health